Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts podcast. This is Andrew, and I'm joined by my delicate flower of a husband. His name is Nick. You might be familiar with him because he's been kind of substituting for my my wonderful co-host Amy. Amy and I initially wanted to get together and review the Barbie movie. I ended up being like on call with like my job this weekend, so I just couldn't really get over to her place due to phone. But yeah, so Nick's gonna chat with me this week, and this is just another fun little episode where we'll probably share our thoughts on the whole Barbie phenomenon a bit more, and pretty much anything that comes to Nick's mind, because he likes to chat and I kind of wanted to sit back and listen today. So yeah,
no, I liked the Barbie movie. It was very obvious. It attracted all ages. I just find it hard to believe that these like big wigs from all these like from Hollywood, basically, like directors and all the people involved in making movies, like, why they're so shocked that it did so well. Like, I kind of, when we were like months ago, given like when they kind of announced that there was a Barbie movie coming, like,
yeah,
right then I was like, that's gonna do really, yeah, well, like, because already, and I'm going to bring it up because it all does tie together, like Taylor Swift's on tour and she's literally like not only playing new music and her re-records, but you know, she's bringing us way back to the beginning.
Like,
and Barbie's the same thing. Barbie's been around a long time. Barbie's been part of all our childhood, like, and that's what they're all doing. They're bringing us back, and it's so necessary post-COVID, like,
yeah,
and I think, and it sends a nice, a good message, especially to the younger generation. So I just love what we're seeing right now, music and movie-wise.
Yeah, there was actually a lot of speculation leading up to the release of the Barbie soundtrack that Taylor was going to be on there. She wasn't. I mean, for me, like, it's just, like, I wasn't surprised that she wasn't on there because, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like, I understand, like, the nostalgia point that you're making, but besides that, like, there's not really any tie between Barbie and Taylor Swift, so I think it's just, like, hopeful people.
Well, yeah, and what I was getting at is she's bringing, like, although she's not, has no tie to Barbie, she's doing the same thing with music. She's bringing everyone. She's bringing everyone. And
yeah,
it's just like we all grew up with Barbie. We all grew up with, a lot of us, whether we were fans from Taylor Swift's debut album or not, we all grew up with her and related to her, and still do, because that's just what her music's about. And
yeah,
I think it's great. I think it's great what we're seeing with like movies and even music, is they're all just bringing us back a little, and it's really humbling to see, especially the Eras Tour, what it's doing to the world and the effect it's having, and just like happiness she's spreading, like, it's just
pure joy
beyond what it's, what the world needed.
No, totally. And I mean, I can't wait for the day to come where we get to experience that joy with her.
And
it's gonna happen. She's coming to Canada. I feel it. It's gonna be in 2024, so like,
I've seen her multiple times.
Okay, you don't need to be bragging.
No, I ain't bragging, but she has said before, the times I've seen her, been very vocal about how much she likes Canada, and there's just no way she's leaving Canada out. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes. It's in the works, whether we think it is or not.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, she's gonna come, like, the money's here, so she's come. And like, I mean, Canada is like a hot market for her. I don't know, I find that Canada isn't like, people don't really consume music here the way they do across the border in the States. Like, it's just not as, I don't know, I'm surprised by it. Like, there's a lot of artists that are, like, you know, big in the mainstream.
Yeah.
that, like, I talk about, like, with, you know, just, like, my coworkers or friends or whatever, and, like, they don't know who I'm talking about, and it's like, dear God, like, mm-hmm. Charlie XCX is a big point, like, she's huge in the mainstream, and, like, most people, I don't know, anyways, speaking of Charlie, she's on the Barbie soundtrack, and her song is a highlight in the movie. It, like, fits so well in the movie, like, mm-hmm. she, during, like, that scene when Barbie was, like, running or whatever, it just fit really well, and, I'm surprised by this. I didn't realize that Charlie hasn't had, like, a song that's, like, charted on the Billboard charts since, like, 2014, 2015 with Boom Clap. Mm. And they're predicting this song is going to debut somewhere in, like, the top 75. So, like, that's kind of huge for her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't, like, have any expectations with the song either, from what I've gathered. She was kind of like, I don't even know what this song is, but it is something. So I guess have it and enjoy it.
Oh yeah,
I love Charlie though. She's like very I don't know. She's just an icon. All right, so kind of moving on from like the Barbie thing. Actually, I want to touch on it one more. This one more tidbit. It's doing fucking amazing at the box office. I mean, like, we kind of like started with that, but I want to touch back on it. Just made $95 million in its second weekend, like, for a movie that's not even a Marvel movie, or it's for anything that's outside of Marvel. It's just like unheard of right now, especially, and Marvel's not even doing those numbers. And I said that to Amy, like, Marvel ain't doing those numbers right now, so it's insane to see. Kind of like on the note of like the Taylor Swift Eras tour and stuff, and that the massive tour that she's doing, my mother-in-law, your mother, just went to Toronto earlier in the week to see Pink on her Summer Carnival tour. That was massive.
Yeah, these artists, I mean, obviously nothing can compare or might never compare to what we're seeing Taylor Swift currently do.
But Pink is like, but right up there,
I mean,
with her.
Pink is honestly right up there with her. I mean, they may not have, you know, she may not have 20 or 30,000 people outside the stadium tailgating, but I mean, Pink, whether it's a single song on an award show or a tour, like, that woman flying around
exactly
the stadium and on point with her lyrics, because she don't lip sync.
Nope.
Like, holy hell. Like, yeah. How, like, and you can't even remotely, you don't even get an inkling from it that, oh, you can tell she's, like, out of breath or whatever. Like, you don't.
No.
And she's literally
the breath control.
flipping and flying up higher than the stadium can go, and unreal. It just blows me away.
It's insane. And like, kind of like tying back to like, we're just kind of, I wanted to interject there, but I was like, no, I'll let him finish his thought. The tailgating thing, I don't think it happens for Pink. I don't think it's happening for Pink this, like, right now, because the whole, like, her show is a spectacle. Witnessing her fly around and do her acrobatics and all of that gymnast stuff is kind of like 90% of the reason why people clamor to see her on tour. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, like, it just, yeah, you could hear her from the outside, but it'd just be like a tease. Like, right. Oh, I don't see her flying around, whatever. So, I think that's probably why we don't see that. But, like, the scale of the tour that this lady just put on in Toronto.
Yeah.
This, like, the size of the stage, this, like, everything is like, oh my God, that's so massive. Yeah. That's so massive. I can't imagine just the manpower it takes to put that together and tear it down.
And I must say, like, and even my mom's, like, my mom didn't know much about, or, like, I'm sure she had heard some of Brandi Carlile's songs. Yeah. Mom even asked me, like, had said, oh, it's this lady named Brandi Carlile opening for, and I don't even know when Brandi Carlile became a thing, to be honest. I'm not, I hope that doesn't even sound, but no, it
totally.
Sound rude,
she
but
just
like
appeared.
I don't even remember when she kind of, you know,
it
became big. Like, it was, had to have only been in the last couple of years, but I mean, I'm almost certain she has won a Grammy, at least one. like,
I think she won a Grammy this year.
Yeah, and like
it was this year.
And that's what I was telling mom. And I mean, you know, and I've heard many people say this, that Brandi Carlile is even on this tour with the Pink has blown it out of the park. Apparently her vocals are just amazing live. And
yeah. Well, we did get to kind of experience it because your mom was able to FaceTime us a couple of times she went live. I just can't believe it. Like, I've never witnessed a concert just so massive ever. Like, even the Eras tour, like, it's massive, but, like, Pink's fucking tour was, like, really just something. Mm-hmm. Like, totally just, like, insane. Like, the scale of it was just insane. I keep on going back to that, but, like, it was just massive. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, it's kind of, like, everyone's touring right now. Beyonce was just at the same venue a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
She, I believe, performed
at the Soul Stadium. That's what blows me away, too, is we forget, like, you know, obviously Beyonce, too. She's up there being one of the biggest female artists of all time. Like, she's but, like, I'm telling you, and, of course, she's on a stadium tour, too, and, I mean, it's pretty, I mean, and I've seen her, too, but her stadium, yeah, I've seen Beyonce twice.
Oh, my God. See, I can just throttle
her
sometimes.
No, three times. Three times.
Motherfucker, you motherfucker.
The last time I saw her was on the Ren tour with Jay-Z, but, but, and her tour now, it's a spectacle too, but I'm telling you, like, and Beyonce's how old?
I don't know, like in her 40s.
In her 40s, Taylor Swift's in her, like, early 30s. Like, the fact that someone, like, who's been around, like, doing what they all do, music, for not, probably not even a fraction of how long Beyonce's been around, to literally do a tour and become bigger than her.
Wait, who are you talking about, Pink or Taylor?
Well, I'm talking about comparing the fact that, like, Beyonce has always been one of probably the biggest things in music.
Yeah.
And the fact that someone that's like Taylor Swift, yeah, and I think it's great, like, has been doing music for not even a fraction of the time.
No, but Beyonce, she has been, like,
well, you know, I mean, like, their age difference, like, it's just amazing to see someone our age build what she's built, like,
no, I agree,
and
with
literally
that,
set the bar higher than it's already been set for these artists too that have been around a lot longer than she has. Like, I just think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. I'm not even giving Beyonce or any of them shade. I just think,
no,
holy,
but
Taylor,
it's important to acknowledge that.
Yeah,
Pink and Beyonce were coming up at the same time,
yeah,
in the late 90s, early 2000s. Taylor debuted with her set in, like, 2007.
Right. Yeah.
So Nick and I are recording out in what usually is a sacred little spot with lots of shade and no people, but today there's lots of people and they've never seen anyone with a microphone before, I guess. So we're getting lots of weird looks.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. No, Taylor has set the bar high. And the fact that still, and what crosses my mind is she's still so young. What's next?
The bar's so high that, like, it's just,
what's she gonna do next?
I honestly, like, I think she's gonna direct a film. That's what I've been,
oh, for
that's
sure.
What I've been hearing. I think she's gonna direct a film. I don't know. Like, there's
just
she's touring for the next two motherfucking years.
Like, just seeing what she's done with this tour, like, what's on the horizon?
Well,
like,
I don't know. I hope it's a break.
Like, what? Well, yeah.
I hope for her that after this motherfucking tour that she goes for a damn break, because you know what?
Like, what will her future tours be like if this is what she's done that with this?
I don't know. I don't like that, though, because, like, it just feels like it's like, oh, okay, this isn't enough. We need to
No, no, that's not how I feel. I just think, like, she's really blown the world out of the park with this. I'm just like, I can't wait to see what else she's capable
yeah,
of.
Yeah, for sure. I really want to see
someone,
the
especially someone our age. It's like,
well,
it hits different.
I want to see her write, like, definitely a script,
mm-hmm,
preferably like a dramedy, mm-hmm, or like a romantic drama. Like, I don't, oh my God, could you imagine? I'd be in shambles. We'd be in shambles. The world would never be the same.
Right.
Girlies everywhere would just be in a pit of tears and mascara. We're going to take a quick break because somebody's approaching us, and we'll be back. All All right, y'all, we're back. We're back. I guess just kind of like the downside to like being out in public and recording is there's like people. So we do have a spare room. Like we have a room that we set up for podcasting. It's just, I don't know, like it's so nice out today. There's such a nice breeze. It hasn't been like this nice and like it hasn't been tolerable.
Oh yeah, I know, because it's been so freaking hot out. Like,
I already can see people being like, don't you fucking complain, winter's coming. But like, I live for fall. I prefer winter weather over that extreme brutal heat.
Oh, I know.
Because it's just disgusting.
It is disgusting.
At least I can bundle up and put a jacket on my dog and go out into the blizzard and whatever. But in this heat, it's just, you won't melt. And I get so irritable and, you know, just not for me. But since we're on like a kind of like somber note talking about this damn heat, Sinead O'Connor died.
I know.
Legend.
Like what?
Legend. She's like, all of her music has skyrocketed to the top of the charts, I've noticed, which of course is bound to happen when someone passes, but where was the support for her when she was alive?
I know.
It's just another, like, I mean, she was very vocal about like the abuse she endured when she was a child and a teenager and probably at the hands of people in the industry as she got older, and her struggles with mental health. And she was really, really fucking brave to go on SNL and use that platform to speak about abuse in the churches before it was ever talked about in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a huge loss for anyone that listens to music. We can all remember listening to her music. Nothing compares to you. We all remember that song from when we were children. At least our generation, like, you know, 30s, born in the 90s, whatever. Our parents listened to that. Like, it's just, we grew up on that music, and I just feel like the media and the world did her dirty and treated her like she was crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it continued up until her death. People really just kind of mocked her or ignored her, and I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of seeing people ignore mental health, and I'm sick of people just carrying
it
on the side.
It's everywhere. Like, you can't even speak up about anything without it anywhere trying to silence you. I mean,
what
honestly.
Do you mean?
Just anything. Like, even, like, look, you just get shade a lot in the world now, I find. Like, when you talk about how she would speak on issues and she gets shade for it, and that's the way the world is. And I mean, it's probably always been like that to a certain degree, but it's way worse now. It's just everywhere. It's in the workplace. It's like, God forbid you say anything.
Okay,
like,
just anywhere you look.
But you know what, she is a legend,
and I think that Dr. Phil is, he exploits people. I think that he very much had her on his show for his own personal gain. I don't think it was to help her. But if you're at all interested in knowing even just a tidbit of where...
I think some... And I don't doubt...
Even just a tidbit of what she may have went through from her own words, you know, recently even. Like, go watch her special with Dr. Phil.
I think... Yeah, and I don't doubt a lot of these... Or all these people that... over the years that were on Dr. Phil, like, did have issues, and I doubt that he's helped a lot of them, but, you know, some of them, like, over the years, like, some of the, stories he'd have on his show, or the people he'd have on there, and trying to help, like, yeah, I think some of them were for ratings, because some of their issues were, like, so, like, out of this world, that, like, how could you not think that...
I will never
certain things televised or certain.
I'll never forgive Dr.
televised.
Phil for making Bad Baby famous.
Oh right, and is that the girl Cash Me Outside?
Yeah, Cash Me Outside. Sorry, like right. Maybe she's not famous. Maybe
I know she bought her mom a house or something 1 year.
Well, no, good for her, I guess, for doing that. You know, like.
But I don't know.
But
she
suffered
famous
abuse.
For.
She's famous for being a little degenerate. But, you know, like, we're just fucking weird. You know what? America and North America, just the world was in a really weird state when she got her break. Let's just put it that way. Like, politics were in shambles. They still are. Everything's in shambles. We're not going to get... We'll get into that on Nick's podcast. This is a great segue into that, you know? Nick has a new podcast channel. So maybe we'll kind of link his stuff down in the bio or the description to this episode. We'll get into like all of like the political things and all that dirty stuff over on his channel, because we'll just do it there. This is a fun channel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Bad Bobby, I think is her name. She's like Boston accent or something. I don't know.
I don't know where she's from.
Yeah, no, me either.
I feel like she's from like New York.
Exactly, like that, like New Jersey accent. Bad Bobby.
I'll look her up. Okay.
Next, gonna look that up. Perfect. How do we get into the top? Oh, Dr. Phil. I can't think of any real good that Dr. Phil's ever done. I really can't. But his show has been entertaining at some points. I will give him that.
I don't know. She's from Florida.
Boynton
Beach, Florida.
Boynton?
What? Boynton Beach.
Boynton.
Yeah.
I just feel like that kind of like makes more sense. Like things are kind of like clicking together. What the hell is wrong with you? Like they are like just staring at us. Like you would swear to God that like we were. We probably do look weird. I mean, I do look weird. Sometimes I look back at pictures of myself and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, anyways. So Sinead O'Connor is gone. Let's start being nice to people and acknowledging their mental health struggles and, I don't know, stop making fun of people and ridiculing them when they struggle. Like, it's just so fucking sad that she's gone and she... Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like she never felt...
You know, it reminds me of, and I mean, we don't... None of us know the details, and... None of us, know. All we know is that she was found unresponsive in her home, and...
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they didn't say of when. But I'm not gonna lie, it does bring me back,
Like Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, and,
Aaron Carter.
That, and,
Amy Winehouse,
like, for all we know, it could be a drug overdose. I mean, it might not be, but it's still, that's the vibes I get. It's just like, why? Like, even them, like, all them, it would seem to be drug overdoses, but it's still what caused them to go down that road. Like, it's mental health, like, being judged.
Oh my god, by like the entire world. Like, it's just like, can you imagine if everyone pointed at you on a bad day and was like, oh, you're crazy.
Look how many of them. Where were they at? In their bathtub. Like,
it's just, like,
no.
I don't know. Well, you know, that's an entire different, like, okay, so we have like a paid tier on here and we're going to promote that a lot more.
We owe it to them. We owe it.
Once we get into, like, kind of like these more, like, deeper dives, because like Hollywood as a whole and just like how dark it is, like, you need to, like, that deserves a deep dive, because these celebrities, like, just dying, it's not
Hollywood needs to be cleaned up. There's a lot of sad stuff, there's a lot of bad things that go on. Like, there's just no need of it. Like, it doesn't need to go away, but then it won't. But that stuff needs to stop. Like, just enough is enough. Like, that's not what you're there for. That's not what you're about, whether you like it or not. Like, it's just not, no.
Yeah. Okay, this weekend was really exciting for music. For me personally, there wasn't like a lot. I'm sure there was, more releases than what I'm about to talk about. But Carly Rae Jepsen put out an album, and it's not even been 12 months since her last album. I'm so thankful, because the last album, like, there were a couple of tracks that I enjoyed, but it just didn't hit fully for me. It just wasn't for me. But this track is like the sister album to The Loneliest Time, which she put out last October, and it is, in my opinion, the superior album. Like, it is not like scrapped tracks that like she just decided to throw together and put out for a quick buck. Like, the lyricism is particularly on my favorite track, which is called Kamikaze, just so, like, vivid, intense, like, holy fuck, you can, like, really get lost in that song, and in this album, particularly, like, she really outdid herself. I just think it's fascinating to see an artist not only get, like, so little recognition, but, like, be so consistently, so consistent in, like, improving herself with every single record. Mm. Like, the growth in between these last two records, which is, like, you know, 10 months apart, and, like, just, like, the artistic growth is just insane.
Yeah.
Like, there's, this album's more risky, it's more daring, like, I don't know, it's just so much fun. It's so much fun, it was exhilarating to listen to, I'm so stoked about it.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's, enough, talk about Carly Rae Jepsen.
No, there's not.
Aside of this podcast, of course.
No, there's not. I don't know. I think she just... She probably makes a decent amount of money to live off of.
She probably lives off
the way she does or conducts herself. Like, and I think that's just the way she likes it. I mean, she doesn't want to have her every move and step she takes and hairdo she walks out the door with judged on by the world, and I think she keeps it that way for a reason. I think that's the Canadian in her too.
But if you think about it, Baby Girl could have retired after Call Me Maybe, because like that song is still slapping today in 2023, like I think like 10 to 15 years later. I think it just surpassed 1 billion streams.
And I saw her,
which is huge.
I've seen her, I think, a couple of times. But the first time I saw her in concert, she opened for Bon Jovi.
Of course, you saw her.
And you know what? That she probably made a pretty decent amount of money on that. But that's Bon Jovi, like one of the biggest.
She opens for such random people, I find.
Yeah. So I mean, she would make, you know, good, a lot of money in when she does those things, so she's probably doing pretty well.
I mean, sure, financially, I'm sure she's, like, loaded, like, you know, super secure, whatever.
Yeah.
I just, like, think, like, she's so, like, I don't know, like, I just think that, like, she needs people to, like, I want people to acknowledge the fact that, like, she is that bitch in pop music.
Honestly, she has potential to be what Taylor Swift is, in my opinion.
Yes, exactly.
She absolutely does.
She could.
Yep.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. She did, 100%. Yeah. I always thought that. Yeah. That's what I think. That's how I feel. I don't know. I don't know why people don't talk about her, but I think they don't, because that's, it's not that people don't like her music. I think they just don't. That's the way she wanted it, is she didn't want her to be talked about in any way. I don't think that's her. I think that's just why. I don't think it's a bad thing that we don't hear about her very often. I just like to think that that's just the way she wanted it.
Yeah.
Her music does the work for her when she puts out new music, and even when she doesn't, it still does, because people still listen to it. And I think that really does it for her, and I think that's just, it allows her to live a peaceful life and be a mom. And
who's mom?
Pretty sure she has a kid.
Kirby?
No. I could have sworn she has a kid.
No, she doesn't. But yeah, so Carly does not have children. That's fake news. Nick's timeline is just, like, littered with fake news. It's crazy.
No.
Well, anyways, so, like, go listen to the new Carly Rae Jepsen album. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that shit. I'm not sure if it's had a physical release yet, but that's coming. It's available for pre-order on her website. The album is called The Loveliest Time. And, of course, we already went ahead and selected all of the superior tracks from this album and all of her other albums, and kind of compiled them into our own little playlist. So you can find that on Apple Music right now. I'll go ahead and link that in our bio. But yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in again, guys. I promise Amy's gonna get back on here. It's my fucking fault, because, like, I just, like, even, like, at the time of recording this, like, I have to go right now because my phone is starting to, like, there's a message I have to respond to, so it is what it is. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Subscribe to the channel wherever you listen. Rate us 5 motherfucking stars. Follow us on Insta, empty.thoughtspod.
And correction, I googled it. I guess she isn't a mom. For some reason, I thought she had a kid, but...
I got a dip.
But yeah.
Okay, we love y'all. Thank you for subscribing. We'll be back. Bye.
Next time. Bye.